B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Psochim Daf Ayin Zayin. We're going to start from the Mishnah, 9 lines from the bottom of Daf Ayin Vav Omud Beis. And just to be fair to whoever's listening to this shiur, yes, it's Daf Ayin Zayin, but because our Mishnah is going to actually take us right through one sugya till the next Mishnah, we're actually going to learn Emir Tashem till the top of Daf Ayin Ches Omud Beis. That's about a Daf and a half, and Emir Tashem, the next shiur will be a bit shorter. But this is going to be one long sugya, and Emir Tashem will try and gain clarity, and it's easier doing it in one shot than breaking it up. Says the Mishnah, Chamisha dvorim bo'in betuma ve'inon ne'echolin betuma. So we see immediately in the Mishnah that there are some things, five things, and these are all korbonos in the Beis HaMikdash, that they are bo'in, they are brought, and there's a discussion. Can they be brought betuma? Can they be eaten betuma? So these five things, bo'in betuma, they are brought, even though they are tomei, even though most of Klal Yisrael are tomei, or because most of Klal Yisrael are tomei, but when most of Klal Yisrael are tomei, one's allowed to bring these korbanos, even though they are done betuma. Ve'enon necholin betuma. However, in spite of the fact that these five are normally eaten, and these are more or less the only korbanos tzibur that are eaten, but if they're brought betuma, they're allowed to be brought, and they atone for Klal Yisrael, and they accomplish what needs to be accomplished with the korban, but they are not allowed to be eaten betuma. What are these five? Ha'omer, it's the korban omer, which we, on the second day of Pesach, on the 16th of Nisan, they would bring the korban omer, and only from after that korban was brought were they allowed to eat from the new produce of that grew that year. Ushtei ha'lechem, and the two breads that were brought on Shavuos, and after they were brought, and only after they were brought, were they allowed to use the new wheat, barley, the new flour for the korbanos, for the menachos in the Beis HaMikdash. V'lechem aponim, every week they would make breads of lechem aponim, they would put it onto the table, onto the shulchan, in the heichal, inside the Beis HaMikdash, it would be left there a whole week, and the following Shabbos they would take them out and they would get eaten. Then they can be brought, even though they're betomei, but they cannot be eaten betoma. We have to know, what does it mean to bring the lechem upon them? What would they do with it? And the answer is that they would bring the bezichin, there were the spoons of levoina, of spices that were on the shulchan, that were put on the mizbeach, and that would allow them then, that would allow then the kohanim to eat the lechem upon them, but they were not allowed to eat the lechem upon them betoma. Vzivchei shalmei tzibur, and this Rashi says is referring to the kvosim, to the two sheep that were brought on, to those sheep that were brought on Shavuos. Usirei roshi chadoshim, and the goats that were brought every month on Rosh Chodesh. All these five things would have normally been eaten. They can be brought even though they are tomei, under certain circumstances, obviously, but they are not allowed to be eaten in that state. Continues the Mishnah, HaPesach Sheba Betuma, a Korban Pesach, which is brought Betuma, for example, if most of Klal Yisrael are Tomei, they would be allowed to bring the Korban Pesach to offer up, to shecht it, and to sprinkle the blood on the Mizbeach, and to put parts of the korban that needed to go onto the Mizbeach, the Imurim, the Chelev, and other insides would be put onto the Mizbeach, and they were allowed to do that betuma, and in contrast to the five things we mentioned before, nechel betuma, the korban pesach, is actually also allowed to be eaten betuma. Since the main purpose, in contrast to the other korbanos, that the main part of those korbanos was to be matir or something, to allow them to use the new produce or the new grains, or in order to be mechaper, to atone for something, and therefore, just because the Torah allowed them to bring the korban, didn't mean that the Torah allowed you to override the issa of eating the korban betuma. However, korban pesach, which is leibo mitchilosu elu lachila, its whole purpose, as it says in the pasuk explicitly, that the korban pesach was brought in order to be eaten, and therefore, if the Torah allowed you to bring up the korban pesach betuma, the Torah automatically, we can assume, also allowed us to eat the korban pesach, even though it was betuma. Says the Gemara, chamisha, Limutemai. Whenever the Mishnah tells us a number, the Mishnah is not helping us count. We can count ourselves without the Mishnah telling how many it is. And why would we want to count anyway? The number makes a difference. So the Gemara in many places in Shas assumes that when the Mishnah tells us how many are going to be listed, it's always excluding something. So the Gemara is asking, the fact that the Mishnah told us Chamisha, there are five, Limutei Mai, what was it excluding? Says the Gemara, Limutei Chagigas Chamisha Osar. On the 15th of Nisan, there would be a mitzvah to bring a Korban Chagiga. And Rashi explains it's not only referring to the Korban Chagiga that was brought on the 15th of Nisan, but also the Korban Chagiga that was brought on Sukkos, and also the Korban Chagiga that was brought on Shavuos. To Salkadai to Chamina, I may have thought, given the Korban Tziburhu, since they are a Korban that's brought with all the tzibur, everybody brings it at the same time, and it has a fixed time when it should be brought. Tidchi Tuma, we may have thought that it overrides Tuma and can be brought, but Tuma, Komash Malon, says the Gemara, no, that the Mishnah is coming to exclude and tell us that the Korban Chagiga is not brought betumah. Kiven de Islei Tashlumin Kol Shiva. Since we know that even though the most opportune and ideal time when to bring the Korban Chagiga is the first day of Yom Tov, but if somebody for whatever reason, good or other, did not bring it on the first day, he can bring it on the second, third, fourth day. He's got Tashlumin the whole week. Which means that if the first day of Yom Tov, which is the day they should have brought this Korban Chagiga, was actually on Shabbos, it would not override Shabbos. Lo Yidachi Shabbos, because you don't have to bring it on the first day, you can bring it on the next day also. Since it doesn't override Shabbos, so mida Shabbos lo Yidachi Tuma, as we've seen previously, that the power to override Tuma is learnt from its power to override Shabbos, and only those korbanos that have to be brought on this particular day, even if it's Shabbos, and it's a korban that's brought by everybody together, or on behalf of everybody, a korban tzibur, then it overrides Shabbos. The korban chagiga, since it's got tashlumin, it doesn't have to be brought that day, it can be brought any of the 7 days following the first day, or including the first day, it can be brought the whole of Yom Tov, therefore it does not override Shabbos, and therefore it does not override Tuma. Asks the Gemara of Anisni Nami Si'iri Haragolim, why does the Mishnah not tell us a sixth one, that the korban, the goats that were brought over Yom Tov, they were also allowed to be brought, but should be allowed to be brought b'tuma? Says the Gemara, Hotonele Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur. Did the Mishnah not say Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur, that the korbanos, the korban shlomim of the tzibur, that it's doicha tuma? And this is included, it's not only the shalmim, not only the shlomim, but also anything else which is brought by the tzibur, which includes the seirei haragolim, the goats of Yom Tov. Asks the Gemara, Ihachi, if the reason you didn't mention the goats of the Yom Tov is because we can assume that it's no different to the Shalmei Tzibur, the Korban Shlomim of the Tzibur, then Si'irei Rosh Chodeshim Lami Noi Nisni. So why did you have to single out Rosh Chodesh? And if you have to single out Rosh Chodesh, you should have to single out the goats of every Yom Tov. Si'irei Rosh Chodeshim Lami Noi Nisni, Dehotan Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur. Answers the Gemara, Omri, Sirei Rosh Chodeshim Etzrichale. The Sirei Regalim are included in Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur. And there's a special reason why the Seirim, the goats of Rosh Chodesh, are mentioned separately. Ischichle, Solkadai Techamina, I may have thought, Holoiksiv Behu Moed. It doesn't say the word Moed by Rosh Chodesh. Moed means a time, a fixed time. It also means a Yom Tov, because Yomim Tovim are always on a fixed time. And where do we learn, we already saw this in the Mishnah earlier on, that where do we learn that Korbanos override Shabbos and override Tuma? From the word b'moyadoi. And it doesn't say with Rosh Chodesh the word moyad. So maybe I may have thought that therefore the Si'irei Rosh Chodeshim do not override Shabbos and Tuma. Komash Malon, the Mishnah is coming to teach us the Rosh Chodesh Ikri Moed. The Rosh Chodesh is also called a Moed, and since it's called a Moed, as the same Malochus as all the other Korbanos that says B'moyadoi, that say Moed, it has to be brought at a particular time, and therefore it overrides Tuma. Where do we see that Rosh Chodesh is called Moed? Kedabaya, as Abaya said, Omar Abaya, Tammuz Dehai Shato. The month of Tammuz, in the second year after Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, Milui Milave, It was a full month. Very often, Tammuz, or usually Tammuz, only has 29 days. And that year it had 30 days. When did the Meraglim, the spies, leave the desert to go to Eretz Yisrael? On the 29th of Sivan. How long was it till they came back? 40 days. So normally they left, they did leave on the 29th of Sivan, then had Tammuz just been a regular month, then they would have come back on the 9th of Av, and then the night after they came back is when Klal Yisrael cried bitter tears, which were in vain, and Hashem said that since you cried for no reason, then you'll have what to cry about many years later with the destruction of the two Bote Migdosh. But since that year, Tammuz had the extra day, it was 30 days, and that 30th day is also considered a Rosh Chodesh, and it's only because that 30th day was added onto Tammuz, which is what we would call first day Rosh Chodesh, was added onto Tammuz, and there only because of that it transpired that the Meraglim came back not on the 9th of Av, but on the 8th of Av. They came back on the 8th, they cried on the night of the 9th, and only because of that, our Tisha B'Av is on the 9th of Av. That was the day that the Bote Migdosh were destroyed. Sabaya said, Tammuz dehayshatu miluyam milvei. It was a full month, it was 30 days. Tichsiv, as it says in the Pasuk, Kro olai moed. Since there was an extra day, you called on me a moed, meaning that 30th day of Tammuz, and it's only because of that that Lishbar Bachurai, that many years later on the 9th of Av, the young men were crushed, referring to the Churban Beis Hamikdash. So you see that the day, the extra Rosh Chodesh, that 30th day, which became a first day Rosh Chodesh, is called a moed. And since Abaye said that from this pasuk, Kro Olai Moed is referring to a Rosh Chodesh, so you see that Moed is that Rosh Chodesh is called Moed. Since Rosh Chodesh is called Moed, therefore it can override Tumah like all the other Karbonis where it says Moed. So asks the Gemara Lememra, de kulhum I Moed osu? Are you suggesting that all the things that override Shabbos or Tumah is only because it says the word Moed? Minoha Namili. Where do you know that from? Means where do you find that all the other Yomim Tovim are called Moed? This answers the Gemara de Tan Rabbonon. We learnt in a Braisa Vaidaber Moshe es Moyade Hashem that Hashem spoke the Moyadim, all the Moyadim of that Moshe spoke the Moyad about the Moyade Hashem. Ma Talmud Loima, what is this coming to teach us? Lefisha Loilo Madnu, because we've learnt previously, we only learnt Elo Letomid uPesach Shenemar Ben B'Moyadoi B'Moyadoi. Regarding the Korban Tomid and the Korban Pesach, it says explicitly the word B'Moyadoi. V'afilu b'Shabbos, b'Moyadoi v'afilu b'Tumah. You learn out from the word b'Moyadoi that it's Moyadoi afilu Shabbos. You have to bring these korbanos on its time, either the Korban Tomid or the Korban Pesach, on its day, even if it's Shabbos, b'Moyadoi v'afilu b'Tumah, and even if it's b'Tumah. Shar korbanos tzibur. Any other korbanos tzibur, the public korbanos, minayin, where do we know that they also have to be b'moyadoi? And then you'd learn from there that you can override Shabbos and Tumah. Shenemar says in the Pasuk, v'eile tasul Hashem b'moyadeichem. These are what you should bring, you should do for Hashem, b'moyadeichem, on your moyeds. And this includes all the other korbanos tzibur. So we have Pesach, we have Tomid, and we have korbanos tzibur. Minayin l'rabbis oimer, v'korev imoy. How do you know that the korban oimer and the animals that were brought together with the oimer itself was a mincha? It was made of flour. On the second day of Pesach, it was made of barley flour. The korban oimer, v'korev imoy, and the animals that were brought with it, how do you know, it doesn't say b'moyadoi there, so how do you know it overrides Shabbos and Tumah? Shtei alechem v'korev imoy, and so too the two breads made of wheat flour on Shavuos with the animals that were brought with them. How do you know there also it doesn't say b'moyadoi? Talmud Leima, that's why it says Vaydaber Moshe es Moyadei Hashem el Bnei Yisrael. These parashas are introduced with this pasuk that Moshe spoke about the Moyadei Hashem el Bnei Yisrael. Hakosuv kov u'moyed echod lekulam. It says moyed, referring that all the things mentioned in the parasha, they are all moyed. Asks the Gemara v'chol hani lo moli. So why do I need so many times that it says moed? By Tomid it says moed, by Pesach it says moed, by Korban Tzibur it says moed, by Omer and Shtei Alechem it says moed for all of them. Why do you need to single out all those places that were singled out? Answers the Gemara, Tzricha, it's necessary. You could not learn any one from any other. Deikos of Rachmon at Tomid. Had the Pasuk just said, B'moyadoi by Tomid, Havamin Aymer thought that Tomid, only the Korban Tomid, Shekein Todir v'Kolil, it's also a very regular Korban, it's brought twice every day. And Kolil, it's a Korban Oilah that goes onto the Mizbeach in its entirety. I may have thought that such a type of Korban is so significant that it overrides Shabbos and Tumah. Avol Pesach, loy. I may have thought that Korban Pesach, which is not Todir and not Kolil, maybe it does not override Shabbos and Tumah. Kumash Malon, that's why it says, but Moyadoi by Pesach. Because of Rachmon of Pesach, and had it said Moyadoi just by Pesach and not by Tomid, I may have thought, Pesach has a certain severity to it, Shehu Enish Korus. If you don't bring Korban Pesach without a good reason, it's punishable by Korus. Aval Tomid, but regarding the Korban Tomid, De'ein Enish Korus, if you don't bring the Korban Tomid, it's not punishable by Korus. Eim Eloi, maybe with Korban Tomid, which does not have such a severe punishment, maybe there we would say that it does not override Shabbos or Tumah. Kumash Malon, it says, B'moyadoi, that even the Korban Tomid overrides Shabbos and Tumah. V'ikos of Rachmona Hanitarti, if the Torah would only say it by these two, Shabbos and Tomid, and not by the others, not by the Korban Tzibur, and not by the Omer and Shtei Alechem, Havamina I may have thought, Hani, only Pesach and Tomid, Hani hu diyesh bohen tzad chomor. I may have thought that only Tomid and only Pesach override Shabbos and Tumah because they both have something in common, that they both have a certain aspect of severity to them. Tomid, Todir v'Kolil. As we said, the Korban Tomid is Todir v'Kolil. Pesach, Shuenish Korus, and Pesach has the punishment of Korus. Avol Shar Korbonis, but all the other Korbonis Tzibur, referring to the Korbonis Musaf, Eim Eloi, I may have thought that all the regular Korban Musaf, it's not Tomid, it's not Todir, it's not Kolil, and it's not Enish Korus. Eim Eloi, I may have thought they do not override Shabbos and Tumah. Kosach Barachmona, that's why it says in that parasha of the Musaf, that these are called moed, you bring them even on Shabbos, even b'tumah. V'ikosa v'rachmona, eile tasu l'Hashem b'moyadeichem, and had the Torah just written that, eile tasu l'Hashem b'moyadeichem, by the Korbanos Tzibur, by the Musaf, havamina I may have thought, that shar Korbanos Tzibur, haboim l'chapir, I may have thought that only the Korban Musaf, and other Korban, which is coming to atone for something, it's called l'chapir, maybe only they override Shabbos and Tumah. Aval Omer u'Shtei Alechem de'ein boim lechapir, but the Omer and the Shtei Alechem that do not come to atone for anything. Elo lehatir be'alma ninhu. All they're coming for is in order to give permission to be a starting point, a marker from which point you're allowed to eat the new flour, the new grains of that year. Loi, I may have thought that regarding the Omer and the Shtei Alechem, one is not allowed to, that it would not override Shabbos and Tumah. Kumash Malon, that's why it says in the Pasuk that Vaidabir Moshe es Moyadei Hashem, that even they override Tumah and Shabbos. V'ikosav Rachmon Omer Shtei Alechem, and had they only said the Vaidabir Moshe es Moyadei Hashem for the Omer and the Shtei Alechem l'chudayu, just for them and not for the Musafin and other Korbonis, have Amina, I may have thought, Adarab, on the contrary, Omer Shtei Alechem de'alimi, there's a certain severity or certain significance and importance to Omer and Shtei Alechem de'boin lahatir, because they are actually coming to allow something, to make something permitted, namely the new grains. Aval Hanoch Loi, I may have thought that all those that are just coming to atone and not coming to be matir, I may have thought they are not overriding Shabbos and Tumah. Kumash Malon, that's why it needs to say it even there by Musafim and all the others, that even there where it doesn't come lahatir, nonetheless it overrides Shabbos and Tumah. And that is the end of the sugya, of the first sugya that we've learned about the five things which are Doicha Shabbos, Doicha Tumah, and what the sources are. And now we're moving into the next sugya. And this sugya is a sugya with an interesting build, because the Gemara is going to start telling us that the Chachomim made a whole bunch of assumptions, and only consequent to a list of assumptions, then it's going to turn out that if when you calculate all the different opinions, that our Mishnah that says clearly that these five things mentioned in the Mishnah are allowed to be brought on, they're allowed to be shechted and the blood sprinkled on the Mizbeach, even though they're not allowed to be eaten. It seems that that's not something everybody agrees with. And the Gemara is going to try and determine whether our Mishnah can actually follow, whether Rabbi Yeshua can hold of what it says in our Mishnah. The Gemara is going to assume that he can't. And the Gemara is going to give four different suggestions that possibly Rabbi Yeshua could hold of our Mishnah. And after that, the Gemara is going to ask, could it be that Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold of our Mishnah? And the Gemara is going to give two suggestions that to say that Rabbi Yossi, that even Rabbi Yossi could, or we'll see how Rabbi Yossi conforms with our Mishnah. And then after that, the Gemara is going to go a little bit more detail in one of the aspects that Rabbi Yossi is going to discuss. So let's start. The Gemara will take it step by step. Savrua, the Chachamim at first took for granted the following statements. Delekule alma tuma dechuya hi betzibur. That we know that when the tzibur are tomei, one's allowed to bring the korban betuma. You're allowed to shecht it and bring the blood betuma. And we saw that. And the Mishnah says you're not allowed to eat the korban, but you're allowed to offer it up onto the Mizbeach. Now there's a question, do we say that Tumah is Dechuya Hi Betzibur, which means that the fact that that everybody or most people are Tomei, it pushes Tumah out of the way, but it doesn't mean it's Mutter. It's like just about. It means you're allowed to do it, but it's not so straightforward, it's not so smooth. And there is an issue here, just we've learned out from the Pasuk, you can override Tumah, but the Tumah issue is there and needs to be atoned for. And therefore you have the tzitz, which was the gold plate the Kohen Gadol wore on his forehead. The tzitz was meratze, it atoned for the korbonos that were brought betuma, that were allowed to be brought betuma. So that's one way of looking at it. Another way of looking at it is that tuma is not dechuya, it's not like pushed out of the way for the sake of the tzibur, for the most of Klal Yisrael. Rather, it's hutra betzibur, that as far as the tzibur are concerned, there is no tuma here. It's called mutter. We don't even look at it as tumah. And if it's hutra b'tzibur, I don't need to be atoned by the tzitz. So the Gemara says that l'kule alma, everybody agrees, tumah d'chuyahu b'tzibur. That everybody, or almost everybody, agrees that tumah is not hutra b'tzibur, it's d'chuyah b'tzibur, uboya tzitz l'ratzos, and you need the tzitz to atone for it. The leka tana, because there's no tana, d'shomas le d'omar tumah hutra b'tzibur, elo Rabbi Yehuda. It's only Rabbi Yehuda who holds that Tumah is actually Hutra B'tzibur. But besides for Rabbi Yehuda, everybody else says Tumah is Dechuya B'tzibur. The Tanya we saw in the Braisa. Tzitz. Bein sheyeshni al metzchoy or bein sheeinu al metzchoy. The gold plate, the tzitz, the Tanakama here, which is Reb Shimon say, that irrespective of whether the tzitz is actually on the forehead of the Kohen at the time that a korban was made tomei, or it's not on his forehead, meratze, it atones for the tumah. Divi Reb Shimon, that was the opinion of Reb Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Oydehu al mitzchoy meratze. Only if it's still on his forehead, and whilst it's on his forehead and a korban becomes tomei, the tzitz will be meratze. Ein oydehu al mitzchoy. If it's not yet anymore on his forehead, he's removed it. In a meratze, then the tzitz does not atone for it. Omale Reb Shimon. So Reb Shimon said back to Reb Yehuda that I'll prove you wrong. I'll prove you that it must be that the tzitz is meratze even when he's not wearing the tzitz. Because it says that Kohen Gadol b'yom kippurim, a Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, where he's doing all the korbonis, and those korbonis are doicha tumah. And some of the avoidas that he's doing when he's going into or preparing to go into the Kodesh Kodoshim, he's doing it with just four of his garments, the white garments, and not with the tzitz. He removes the tzitz. And nonetheless, he can do all the avoidas of Yom Kippur, even betuma, if necessary. So Kohen Gadol b'yom kippurim yichyach, she'eino yal mitzchoy, because part of the time the tzitz is not on his forehead, umaratza, nonetheless, it atones for the tumah of those korbonis. Omar loy. So Rabbi Yehuda said to Rabbi Shimon, don't prove to me from Yom Kippur that it must be that the tzitz can be meratzah even when the Kohen Gadol's not wearing it. Because hanach liyom HaKippurim, since on Yom Kippur the korban is being brought to all korbanos tzibur, and regarding the tumah, when it comes to the tzibur, tumah hutra b'tzibur. When it comes to the tzibur, it's mutar. You don't need the tzitz to be meratzeh because the tumah is hutra b'tzibur. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda that not tumah d'chuya b'tzibur and you need the tzitz to be meratzeh. Tumah is hutra b'tzibur. So what does the Gemara say? Mechlal, we can deduce from there. The Reb Shimon Sova, the fact that Reb Shimon proved from Yom Kippur that the tzitz is meratzeh even when he's not wearing it, it must be that even on Yom Kippur, you need the tzitz to be meratzeh. And if you need the tzitz to be meratzeh, it must be that he holds tuma d'chuya hi b'tzibur. That the tuma is not hutra b'tzibur, it's just d'chuya b'tzibur. So this is the first braisa that we've brought, that everybody holds tuma d'chuya b'tzibur, and you need the tzitz, and Rabbi Huda says tuma is hutra b'tzibur. We'll soon see why all this is important. But that was one braisa. Another thing that the Chachomim took for granted, that the kule alma eina tzitz meratze al achilois. Everybody says that when you need the tzitz to be meratze, it's meratze for the dam. If you have to sprinkle the blood, then even though the korban is tomei, when you're allowed to sprinkle the blood, then it's meratze. But the tzitz is not meratze al achilois. What does it mean al achilois? In order to be able to eat from the korbanos, the tzitz is not meratze. You're not allowed to eat the korban, you can sprinkle the blood. And everybody agrees that the tzitz is not meratzeh for achilois. The leke tana de shomes le de omar tzitz meratzeh al achilois, because the only tana who holds that the tzitz is actually meratzeh and atones, and also regarding the eating, and it's got to be made clear that nobody says you're allowed to eat it. It says in the Mishnah, you're not allowed to eat the korban that's even when it's brought betumah, besides for korban Pesach. When it means that tzitz meratze al achilois, it means that relative to the atonement and everything the korban needs, it's as if the meat is edible. I mean, it's not as if the meat is tomei and has been pushed aside. And we'll see later in the Gemara why, you know, what that helps us. But nobody says you're actually allowed to eat the korban that's tomei. But it's called tzitz meratze al achilos, which means that relative to all the avoidas of the korban, it's as if the meat is allowed to be eaten. And the only one who says that tzitz meratze al achilos is Elo Rabbi Eliezer. It's only Rabbi Eliezer. Nobody else agrees with that. The Tanya we saw in the Braisa, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Hatzitz meratzeh al achilos. Rabbi Eliezer said explicitly that tzitz atones even for eating. Rabbi Yosi Omer, Rabbi Yosi says, Ein hatzitz meratzeh al achilos, that the tzitz is not meratzeh on achilos. It's only meratzeh on the dam or the koimetz to take a fistful of the korban mincha, put it on the mizbeach, that the tzitz allows you to do and atones for. But actually for achilos, no. So now the Gemara says that since we took for granted that everybody agrees that tumah is d'chuya b'tzibur and you need the tzitz, and everybody agrees that the tzitz is not meratzeh on achilois, now we have a problem. Neima masnisin d'loy kareb Yeshua. Then our Mishnah that says that the korban can be brought b'tumah but cannot be eaten b'tumah cannot be Reb Yeshua. Why? And this is now source number 3. Where we're going to see Rabbi Yeshua, and we're going to see that if we put source number 1, everybody holds tuma d'chuya b'tzibur. Source number 2, everyone agrees that the tzitz is not meratzeh on achilos. Together with source number 3, we're going to have an issue with our Mishnah and Rabbi Yeshua. Neima masnisin d'loik Rabbi Yeshua. Is it correct that our Mishnah could not be Rabbi Yeshua? The Tanya we learned in the Braisa. The pasuk says, "Vosisa oiloisecho habosor v'hadom," that you should do your oilois, the meat, the flesh, and the blood, al mizbech Hashem elikecha. Put onto the mizbech, v'dam zvochecho yishofich. The next words in the pasuk are, v'dam zvochecho, the blood of your korbonis yishofich should be poured al mizbech Hashem elikecha. And the next words in the pasuk, v'habosor toichel. So you have 3 stages in the pasuk. You have, v'osiso yilisecho habosor v'hadom. Afterwards it says, v'dam zvochecho yishofich. And then it says, v'habosor toichel. And there's relevance to all that. Let's see what it says in the Braisa. When you make your korban oila, it's got to be habosor v'hadom. What does Rabbi Yeshua learn from there? Rabbi Yeshua Omer, im ein dam ein bosor. If there's no blood that can be sprinkled, then the meat is not allowed to be eaten. Im ein bosor, and if there's no meat that's going to be able to be eaten, ein dam, you're not allowed to sprinkle the blood. If for whatever reason something's happened to the meat and to the flesh of the animal, you won't be able to eat it, became tome, got lost, taken out of the Beis HaMikdash, whatever it is, you're not allowed to sprinkle the blood. That's Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua holds that you must have the blood and you must have to be able to eat the meat. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says no. Rabbi Eliezer says, dam afal pi she'ein basar. It doesn't matter if you don't have the meat. You can still sprinkle the blood. Shenemar, it says, because he learns this from the next words in the pasuk. It says, v'dam zvochecho yishofich, that you can sprinkle the blood. It doesn't mention bosor in that context. It says, v'dam zvochecho yishofich, and therefore, you can sprinkle the blood even if you don't have the meat. Umani Mekayim, what am I doing with what Rabbi Yeshua learned from the first words, Vosiso Ilesecho Abosor Vadom? So what is Rabbi Yeshua doing from the Pasuk that the Habosor Vahadom, that there's something compared or something where the blood and the flesh is actually dependent on each other regarding what are they dependent on each other? So he says, Ma Dam Bezrika, in the same way as blood, we know you have to be zayrik, you have to throw the blood. Af basar bezrika, so too, when you put the meat onto the mizbeach, or when you put the emurim, the parts of the meat that get put onto the fire on the mizbeach, then it has to be done bezrika with throwing. Hava oimir, and that's to teach us that lul kotn, there was a gap, there was some hole, yesh bein kevesh la mizbeach, between the ramp and the top of the mizbeach, and the kohen would throw the meat over that gap onto the fire. So that is what Rabbi Yeshua learns from the words Habosor Vahadom. Asks the Gemara of Rabbi Yeshua Nami, Rabbi Yeshua also, what's he going to do with the words V'oksiv V'dam Zvochecho Yishofich? Because Rabbi Eliezer learned from the words V'dam Zvochecho Yishofich that you sprinkle the blood even if there's no meat. The meat is not Ma'akiv. V'dam Zvochecho Yishofich, you sprinkle the blood at any expense. And we saw that Rabbi Yeshua learns from the words Habosor V'adom that's not the case. If you haven't got the meat, you cannot sprinkle the blood. So what's he going to do with these words of V'dam Zvuchecho Yishofich? Answers the Gemara, Oimer Lecho, Rabbi Yeshua is going to say, Hoksiv Gabei V'abosor Toichel. It says afterwards, there's some, as we saw, the third part of that Pasuk, with the end of the Pasuk, it says, V'abosor Toichel. So what's he going to learn from there? He's going to learn from there, Rabbi Yeshua is learning from there, that the Bosor is Ma'akiv. So it's as if it says, V'dam Zvachecho Yishofich V'abosor Teichel. That again, we're comparing the spilling of the blood, or the sprinkling of the blood, and the eating of the meat. That they are Ma'akiv each other. So the same way as Rabbi Yeshua said before, from Habosor V'hadom, the beginning of the Pasuk, that the dam and the bosor have to go together. If any one is missing, you cannot offer the other one. He learns the same thing from the second half of the pasuk. V'dam zvochecho yishofich v'abosor toichel. So he's following, he's congruent with his own opinion. The question is just, why does he need to say it twice? V'hani trei kroi lomali. Why does Rabbi Yeshua need to learn the same thing twice? Also from habosor v'adom, that im ein bosor ein dom, v'im ein dom ein bosor. And also from dam zvochecho yishofich v'abosor toichel, that you need dam and the bosor. Answers the Gemara, Chad Bo'ilo. The first part of the Pasuk of Habosor V'adom is talking about the Korban Oilo, and Chad Bishlomim. And the second part of the Pasuk that says, V'dam Zvachecho Yishofich, referring to your Korban, something that you're going to benefit from, V'abosor Toichel, that must be referring to a Shlomim, that the owners eat part of the animal as well. And the Gemara says, Utzricha, and you need both. It has to say twice that the Bosor and the Dam are Ma'akiv each other. If you would only say it by oilo, have a minute, I may have thought, oilo is much more stringent. Shekein kolil, because the entire korban goes on the mizbeach. So I may have thought only there you need the meat and you need the blood. Avol shlomim, but in the korban shlomim deloy chamira ein meloy. I may have thought that korban shlomim, which is not kolil, it doesn't go on the mizbeach in its entirety, we can be more lenient. Therefore, we need the pasuk to say v'dam zvachecho yishofich v'basar toichal, that you need both. That the meat is ma'akim, and if you don't have the meat, you cannot sprinkle the blood. V'yikos of Rachman Shlomim, and had it only said it by Shlomim, v'dam zvachecho yishofich v'basar toichal, havamin, I may have thought, adirabba, di'isbe hushte achilis. The Shlomim, there are two entities, so to speak, that are eating this korban. Also the mizbeach, also the persons. I might have said that over there, if you haven't got the meat, you cannot sprinkle the blood. Aval oilo, but I may have thought that maybe in the case of the oilo, delespe shtei achilos, because there's not two entities eating the korban, it's so to speak just the mizbeach eating the korban. Eimolo, I may have thought in that case, you can sprinkle the blood even if the meat is not available to be put on the mizbeach. Komash malon, that's why I need the posuk of Abosor Vadom to say no. If the meat is not there, you cannot sprinkle the blood. Says the Gemara, V'Reb Eliezer. According to Reb Eliezer, who he learns out from V'Habosor V'Adom, that in the same way as Dam is Bezrika, the Bosor is Bezrika. And he learned out from Dam V'Zvachecho Yishofeich, that even if there's no meat, you can still sprinkle the blood. Nami Hoksiv Abosor Toichal. What's he going to do with the fact that after the words V'dam Zvachecho Yishofeich, it says V'Abosor Toichal? So Rabbi Yeshua learned from there that you're only allowed to sprinkle the blood if you have the meat. But Rabbi Eliezer doesn't hold of that. Rabbi Eliezer says you can sprinkle the blood even if the meat is not there. So what's he going to do with the fact that it says Abosor Toichal after V'dam Zvachecho Yishofeich? Answers the Gemara, Omar Lachor, Beliezer will tell you, Hahumi boye le she'ein abosor mutur ba'achila achi yizrei kadom. It's coming to say that a korban that you're going to eat, you're only allowed to start eating it after the blood was sprinkled. V'dam zvachechu yishofich, after you sprinkle the blood, then v'abosor toichel. But before you've sprinkled the blood, you're not allowed to eat the meat. Ihochi, says the Gemara, Eime kule lehochu da'osa. Maybe the whole words v'dam zvachecho yishofich v'abosor toichal is only coming to tell you first you have to sprinkle the blood, then you can eat the korban, and then you cannot use the words v'dam zvachecho yishofich to teach you that you don't need the bosor, that the bosor is not ma'akev. And if so, dam afal pi she'ein sham bosor minolon, where have you got an explicit source that you're allowed to eat and sprinkle the blood even if the meat is not going to be available? Omar Lachor is going to answer you, Im kein nichtoy rachmona, if we would learn from the words v'dam zvachecho yishofich v'abosor toichal, we would only learn that you have to first sprinkle the blood and then eat the korban, then it wouldn't have said it v'dam zvachecho yishofich v'abosor toichal. Then it would have said it the other way around. The Im kein nichtoy rachmona habosor toichal. Like at the beginning of the pasuk, it says habosor v'hadom, it should first have said v'abosor toichal, that you can eat the meat, v'hodor dam zvachecho yishofich, and then it will say v'dam zvachecho yishofich, when can you eat the meat? Only if before that the blood was put onto the mizbeach, and that would be enough. K'dichsiv bereisha, like it says at the beginning of the pasuk, was hisoy lesecho abosor v'adam, that the meat is mentioned before the blood. Ma'ishno dakadmei dam zvachecho. Why does it first say dam zvachecho yishofich and only afterwards abosor toichel? Shma minos, to come to teach us this added halacha, that yishot dam zvachecho yishofich, you can sprinkle the blood in any event. Dam afal pi she'ein bosor, even though there's no meat, you can sprinkle the blood. Or shma mino, and it's also teaching us the fact that it says abosor toichel afterwards, she'ein abosor mutar b'achila ad shiyizrei kadom, that you can only sprinkle the blood, you can only eat the korban, sorry, after he's sprinkled the blood. Now says the Gemara of Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua, who holds that from Habosor Toichal, you learn that, but regarding a korban shlomim, the bosor is ma'akev, and you're not, if there's no bosor, you cannot sprinkle the blood. So the words Habosor Toichal are not available to tell us that you have to sprinkle the blood before eating the korban. Ein bosor mutar b'achila shiyizrei kadom. Where's he going to learn that you're not allowed to eat from the korban before they've sprinkled the blood? Answers the Gemara, kal v'chomer. He can learn it by kal v'chomer. Uma'i murin. If the parts that are supposed to go on top of the mizbeach, And if they became tamei or they got lost, dechilisnu, when they're not available, loy ma'akva, nonetheless the korban is kosher and you can eat the meat. Ki isnu, however, if the imurim are here and available to go on the mizbeach, ma'akva, they must go on the mizbeach before you eat the korban, then dam, in the case of blood, which is even more stringent than imurim, dechilesa, that if there's no blood here, we don't say loy ma'akva, the korban can be eaten anyway. It's ma'akav. As we saw before, im ein dam, ein basar. We don't say that by the imurim, by the parts that are going to go onto the mizbeach. Since ein dam, ein basar, it's ma'akav. And since we see that dam is more ma'akav than imurim, and by imurim we saw that when the imurim are here, it's ma'akav, you're not allowed to eat the korban before putting the imurim up. Ki isya le kolchkin, the ma'akav, then of course, if the dam is here, it's ma'akav, you first have to sprinkle the blood before you can eat from the korban. Now asks the Gemara, that if you have a kolchkin, you have a kal v'chomer, to say that you're not allowed to eat the korban before sprinkling the blood, then Rebbe Eliezer, according to Rebbe Eliezer, then it's true that he doesn't learn out from Rabosar Toichel, he doesn't learn out that the Bosar is Ma'akav, because Rebbe Eliezer's opinion is that the Bosar is not Ma'akav, but he cannot, why does he need to learn out from Rabosar Toichel that you have to first sprinkle the blood and then you have to eat, before you can eat the korban, you can learn it from a kal v'chomer. Why do I need these two words for it? Says the Gemara, milsa da'asya b'kal v'chomer, torach v'kosav lokro. It's a concept that even something that could have been learned b'kal v'chomer, the pasuk goes out of its way to write it or to have some words that we can learn it from. Rabbi Yeshua argues and says, kol heichad de'ika l'midrash dorshinon. Rabbi Yeshua says that it's better to darshan these words for something else rather than use it for something I could have learnt it from a kal v'chomer. And since this halacha that you have to first sprinkle the blood before you can eat the korban can be learnt from a kal v'chomer, therefore Rabbi Yeshua learns from these words, v'abosar toichal, that the bosar is ma'akiv and you're not allowed to sprinkle the blood if the bosar is not going to be able to, is the bosar is not going to be available afterwards. And now the Gemara is going back to where we started with all this. So Hashta, now what we left with, we have an opinion of Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua holds that if you cannot eat from the animal, you're not allowed to sprinkle the blood. Im ein basar, ein dam. Now we have a problem. Because if you haven't got the basar, over here in our case, tumah is dechuya b'tzibur, right? Which means that I need the tzitz to be meratzeh. The tzitz is not meratzeh for achilos, which means that the basar itself is considered tomei. It's not as if it's hutra and I don't need the tzitz to be meratzeh, it's as if I have basar. No, it's not as if you have the basar, and you have only, if tumah is dechuya b'tzibur, then whatever you have, whatever you're allowed to do b'tumah is only because of the tzitz. And the tzitz is not meratzeh for achilos, for the basar. And Rabbi Yeshua says, ein basar, ein dam. And ein dam means you don't have a korban, if you can't sprinkle the blood. So if so, hashta leima masnisin deloik Rabbi Yeshua. Our Mishnah that says that you can bring these korbanis even though you cannot eat them, betuma, cannot be Rabbi Yeshua. The kiven de omar be'inon tarti. Since Rabbi Yeshua says not only do you need the blood, but you also need to have the basar. V'tzitza achilo is leimiratzeh, and the tzitz only atones for sprinkling the blood or for putting the kmitza, the handful of the korban mincha, onto the mizbeach, but not for the meat. So how can you bring it betumah? Im ein basar, ein dam. And you're not going to have basar. Even when the tumah hutra betzibur, or tumah dechuya betzibur more accurately, then that would only allow you to sprinkle the blood. But you cannot sprinkle the blood if you cannot eat from the meat. And the tzitz is not meratzeh on the meat. So you cannot sprinkle the blood. How can you bring the korban? So that's what the question of the Gemara, and we went a long way around, but our Mishnah that says that you can have a korban even though you cannot eat it betumah seems not to fit with Rabbi Yeshua, assuming that Rabbi Yeshua agrees with our previous assumptions that tumah is dechuya betzibur and that he agrees that the tzitz is not meratzeh achilois. And now the Gemara is going to say, no, we're going to have four different ways of explaining the Mishnah that it could conform even with Rabbi Yeshua. The first is as follows. Says the Gemara, afilu teima Rabbi Yeshua, it could well be the Mishnah does follow Rabbi Yeshua. Elo kosova Rabbi Yeshua, hatzitz meratzeh al ho'ilin. It's true that tzitz is not meratzeh on the part that you have to eat. But the tzitz is meratzeh on the part that you're put onto the mizbeach. The chaylev, the fats, and the part, the insides that go onto the mizbeach, that the tzitz, these imurim, it's called, these insides, the tzitz is meratzeh for them. And since the tzitz is meratzeh, so the Mishnah says that, so then when Rabbi Yeshua says that you need both, you need bosor and dam, it's sufficient if he has a kazayis of the chaylev that's going to go on top of the mizbeach. That's already considered bosor. Even though ein tzitz meratzeh al achilois, the tzitz does not atone for the meat that's going to be left behind, as if to say that it's toher, as if the meat is toher, as we said before, it's not really toher, you're not allowed to eat it, but to be considered that the korban is going to view it as if the meat is toher, that we won't say. But regarding the parts of the meat that go onto the mizbeach, not only the blood, but even the imurim, for there we say that the tzitz is meratzeh, and if the tzitz is meratzeh, then I've got dam and bosor, and therefore in the Mishnah, since I've got the imurim, you can bring up the korban. So, asks the Gemara, Hotinach zvachim. That's all very good when you have the blood and you have parts of the korban going on top of the mizbeach. So then you've got dam and, so to speak, bosor, and then the korban is kosher, even though the tzitz is not meratzeh on the achilos as far as the eating is concerned, of the human eating. De'ikoilin, that by zvachim, by the animal korbanos, they have imurim that go on the mizbeach, and that will pass as bosor, that Rabbi Yeshua said you need tarati, you need dam and bosor. El oimer ushtei alechem, the Mishnah also speaks about the oimer and the shtei alechem. Deleko oilin, no part of that goes on top of the mizbeach. You've only got the koimutz, which might be compared to the zrikas adam, but you don't have anything going on top of the mizbeach. Ma'ikel meimer, again, since you cannot eat from the oimer and shtei alechem, because ein atzitz meratzeh alo achilois, so you haven't got bosor or something that corresponds to the bosor, you cannot eat it, so then you cannot do the whole avoida with it. Ein bosor, ein dam. So what does it mean that boim betuma? It can't be boim betuma. We're back to the square one. How's it going to work according to Rabbi Yeshua? Answers the Gemara, Omri, ki omer Rabbi Yeshua nami deba'in on tarti, when Rabbi Yeshua said that Rabbi Yeshua learned from habosor v'hadom that the blood is ma'akev and the bosor is ma'akev, and by oila, and he learnt out from the words v'abosor toichal, that by shlomim you need to have the meat in order to be able to do any of the avoida with the dam, that was only necessary by korbanos of animals. That ki omar b'shua nami d'bein on tarati is only b'zvachim, b'menochis, but those korbanos that are not animal korbanos, loy omar, over there Rabbi Yeshua doesn't say you need both. If you don't need both, you can do the avoida with them, whatever the avoida will be, you can do what you have to do, and the korban will be kosher. Asks the Gemara, b'menochis loy omar. But by menochis, Rabbi Yeshua didn't say that you need bosor, so to speak. That means by menochis you're suggesting that even if the bosor is tomei, which means that any shiraim, besides for the koimutz, the hand, the fistful that the kohen would put onto the mizbeach, that would be similar, that would be compared to the zrikas adam. But you're saying that by menochis you don't need bosor, even according to Rabbi Yeshua, which means that you don't need whatever's left over to be edible. That contradicts a Mishnah, what none we learned in a Mishnah. Nitmu shiyoreo, regarding korban, a korban mincha. Every korban mincha, a koimetz is put on the mizbeach, the shiraim is eaten. What happens if the shiraim are all tomei, or avdu shiyoreo, or if all the shiraim got lost, and all you have here is the koimetz? You're allowed to put the koimetz on the mizbeach? So the Mishnah says, k'midas Reb Eliezer k'sheira. According to Rabbi Eliezer that we learnt previously, that Rabbi Eliezer says that the bosor is not ma'akev the dam. According to him, the shiraim are not ma'akev the koimetz. You can bring the koimetz, it will pass, the korban will pass and atone for whatever, it will do whatever it has to do, accomplish what it needs to accomplish, even though there's no shiraim. Because Rabbi Eliezer says the bosor is not ma'akev the dam. K'midas Rabbi Yeshua, however, according to Rabbi Yeshua, psula, the korban mincha will be possible because the shiraim are not here. So you see that Rabbi Yeshua holds that, but even by mincha, you need You need Shiraim. If you need Shiraim by Mincha, we're coming back to what we're discussing by us. So you've got the Shtei Alechem and the Omer, which were Minchais. And if the Shiraim are Tomei, and the Eina Tzitz Meratze Ala Achilois, you cannot eat them. And every time, I'm not going to repeat this every time, but every time we say Meratze Ala Achilois, it means that the Korban can view it as if it's edible, even though halachically it's not edible. But then, in the case of our Mishnah, the Omer and Shtei Alechem, according to the opinion, Eina Tzitz Meratze Ala Achilois, then it's as if the Shiraim are not edible. If the Shiraim are not edible, according to Rabbi Shua, it's possible. If it's possible, then how is it boin? The Mishnah says that they are boin betuma, even though they're not nechel betuma. So that was the question. Says the Gemara that, well, the Mishnah didn't say Rabbi Shua holds it's possible. The Mishnah says, Kamidas Rabbi Yeshua. If somebody will hold like Rabbi Yeshua, then it will be possible. So the Gemara says, Kamidas veloy kamidas. He holds like Rabbi Yeshua and doesn't hold like Rabbi Yeshua. And it's a third opinion. Rabbi Eliezer says that Rabbi Eliezer holds that even by regular korbonos, the bosor is not ma'akev. Rabbi Shua says by regular korbonos, the bosor is ma'akev. But by menochis, it's not ma'akev, so our Mishnah can be Rabbi Shua. The Tana of this Mishnah that we're just quoting, what happens if the Shiraim are nitma or the Shiraim are nevad, where it's possible, that's a third Tana who holds like Rabbi Yeshua by Zvochim that Bosor is Ma'akev, but he even holds it by Menachas, not like Rabbi Yeshua. Kamidas Rabbi Yeshua da Be'inon Tarati. He agrees with Rabbi Yeshua, not like Rabbi Eliezer, that you need both, not only the blood, also the korban, the Bosor. V'loi Kamidas Rabbi Yeshua, but he doesn't hold like Rabbi Yeshua. Dinu Rabbi Yeshua, because Rabbi Yeshua holds Bizvochim Omar, he only says it by the korbanos of animals. B'menochas la'omar, but in the case of menochas, you don't need both. You don't need the Shiraim to be mutter. V'ilu ha'itane, but the Tana of this Mishnah that says that Kamidas Rabbi Yeshua psula, sovar afilu b'menochis, this Tana argues and holds that even by menochis, you need to have the Bosor, and since the Bosor is Nitma or Nevad, then you cannot offer the Koimetz and the Mincha is Posel. Asks the Gemara, no. Umani Haitana, I don't understand. You have a Mishnah here, you're trying to work out who it is. Umani Haitana de Koi Kavosei. Who is this Tana who holds like Rabbi Shua or Machmer Tfeimine, and he's even more Machmer than him? Rabbi Shua says you need both, only by animal korbonis, and this Tana says that you need it even by Mincha. We don't find such a Tana. And if there is such a Tana, it's clearly going to be Rabbi Yeshua. And then again, we're going to have proof from this Mishnah that it's Rabbi Yeshua who says that even by Mincha, you need to have the Shiraim. And that means you need Bosor, so to speak, what corresponds to Bosor, even by Mincha. And then the question is going to come back, that how can you bring the Mincha, Betzibur, Betuma, the Shtei Alechem, and the Omer, without being able to be Oichel, the rest of the korban. And not only that proof, that it's not probable that this is a new Tana who holds like Rabbi Yeshua and even more machmin than him, we don't even know who such a Tana is. V'oid, more than that, Tani we learnt in a brisa, Omer Rabbi Yossi. And this is very cryptic, and the Gemara, much later on the Ayin Ches, later is going to explain Rabbi Yossi. But what does Rabbi Yossi say? A brisa of Rabbi Yossi says as follows. And Rabbi Yossi here is now referring back to the Rebbe Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua that we saw before, by regular korbonis, do you need not only dam, also bosor, or not? Everyone agrees that the dam is ma'akev, but is the bosor ma'akev? According to Rabbi Yeshua it is, according to Rabbi Eliezer it's not. What did Rabbi Yossi say? Roya ani es divi Rabbi Eliezer, and this normally means that I see the point, I see the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, normally it means I rule like Rabbi Eliezer, b'menochis u'bezvachim, also by menochis, also by zvachim. That in both of them, Rabbi Eliezer will hold that the dam is ma'akev, or the zrika is ma'akev, or the koimetz is ma'akev, but the bosor is not ma'akev. You don't need to be able to eat the shiraim. Rabbi Yeshua, and I see Rabbi Yeshua bezvachim ubemenachis. Rabbi Yeshua says you need both, not only by zvachim that you need to have the dam and the bosor, but also by menachis. And now he's going to just speak that out, and obviously he's contradicting himself. You can't hold of also Rabbi Eliezer, also Rabbi Yeshua, also by Menachos, also by Zvachim. It's a contradiction. So that the Gemara is going to deal with later. But for now, let's finish the Braisa. Divi Rabbi Eliezer b'Zvachim, that I see Rabbi Eliezer's opinion by Zvachim, Shehoya Oimer Rabbi Eliezer held, Dam Afal Pisha Ein Sham Bosor. Even if there's no Bosor that's going to be available, you can still sprinkle the blood. V'Divi Rabbi Yeshua b'Zvachim, and I also see Rabbi Yeshua's opinion by Zvachim, by animal korbanos, shehoya oimerim ein dam, Ein basar, main basar, ein dam. That Rabbi Yeshua says not only is the dam ma'akev, and if there's no blood, then the korban is possible. You cannot eat the meat, but if there's no meat that's going to be available, you cannot sprinkle the blood. Divi Rebbe Eliezer b'menachis. I follow the opinion of Rebbe Eliezer by mincha. What does that mean? Shehoya oimir. He held koimitz afal pishein shirayim. I can do the corresponding of blood, which is taking the fistful of the mincha and put it on the mizbeach, even though there's nothing corresponding to the basar, which is eating the leftovers, the shirayim. And div Rabbi Yeshua b'menachos, and how do I see Rabbi Yeshua by menachos? Shaya oimer, he says im ein koimitz ein shirayim, im ein shirayim ein koimitz. Not only if there's no koimitz, can you not eat the shirayim? But if there's not going to be shirayim, you cannot put the koimitz on the mizbech. So you see clearly in this brisa, Rabbi Yosi maintains that Rabbi Yeshua says his halacha that you need tarati. Also the dam, also the basar applies also to zvachim, to animal korbonis, also to mincha. So the question comes back: if so, in our Mishnah, how can you say that even though in the animal korbonis, at least he's got the imurim that go on the mizbeach, so you have dam and basar. But in the case of a mincha where there's no imurim that's going on the mizbeach, then you haven't got dam and basar, or the correspondent to dam or basar. So how can you be boyin? How can you bring it betumah when it's not going to be eaten betumah? We're back to our original question. Elo says the Gemara, suggestion number two. Kosova Rabbi Yeshua hatzitz meratze ala oilin va'alo achilois. You assumed before that everybody agrees ein hatzitz meratze ala achilois, and you said if the tzitz is not meratze ala achilois, then I haven't got the basar. If I haven't got the basar, according to Rabbi Yeshua, you're not allowed to sprinkle the dam. No, says the Gemara. Rabbi Yeshua holds like Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer holds that tzitz is meratze ala achilois. Not only on the dam, which everyone says the tzitz is meratze for, not only on the oilim, on the imurim, but even for the eating of the animal. As we said before, not that you're allowed to eat it, but it's as if it's going to be edible. And therefore, even by the minchas, it's as if the tzitz is meratze on the achilos, it's as if they're edible, and therefore you have dam and basar even by the mincha. Asks the Gemara, Yehocha, if so, we're back to that Mishnah. What did that Mishnah say before? That if the korban mincha became tomei the shirayim, or if the shirayim got lost, we said according to Rabbi Yeshua, it's possible. Now, according to what we just said now, that the tzitz is meratza on achilos, why is it possible? Amai kemidas Rabbi Yeshua psula. Rabbi Yeshua doesn't say it's possible. Rabbi Yeshua says that when you haven't got when the basar is tomei, by nitzmua basar, then you can still, then the tzitz is meratze. It's as if it's mutar b'achila. It's as if you can eat it. And then the dam will be mutar. So why do you say that in the case of nitzmu shireo, that according to Rabbi Yeshua is possible, and you're not allowed to put the kaimitz on the mizbeach, the tzitz will be meratze for it. And even though the Mishnah we're talking about here, which is talking about regular mincha, a regular mincha is not hutra, it's not got a kavua zman, a fixed time. So if the koimetz itself would be tome, in the case of the Mishnah that we learned, that it's a korban tzibur with a zman kavua, you'd be allowed to put the koimetz on the mizbeach even if the koimetz is tome. Here with a regular mincha, you wouldn't be allowed to do that because it's not got the tumah hutra b'tzibur or the tumah duchuya b'tzibur. But since the koimetz itself is tohir, then you're allowed to put the koimetz on the mizbeach because what the tzitz will be meratzeh for, it will not be meratzeh to put the koimetz on the mizbeach because it's not doicha tumah. But it will be meratzeh that it's considered as if you have the shirayim, as if the shirayim, so to speak, are tohir, so to speak, in at least enough to be allow you to put the koimetz on the mizbeach. So why do you say psula? Answers the Gemara at Ovud v'Sorof. That when the Mishnah says that the mincha, that the shirayim are not going to be available, and therefore the korban mincha is possible, is not talking about nitmu, if it became tomei. Because if it became tomei, indeed, we would say that according to Rabbi Yeshua, here we're saying that he holds that the tzitz is meratze al achilos, and therefore it's as if the shirayim are not tomei, and therefore you would be able to put the koimetz on, and the mincha is not possible. But however, the second case of du shiorel, that if they got lost, not only lost, or if it got burnt and they're not around anymore, in that case, Even Rabbi Yeshua will agree that tzitz doesn't help you. The tzitz will only help you for tumah. It doesn't help if it's lost. Since the shirayim are totally lost, you're not allowed to put the kometz on the mizbeach, and the mincha is considered posel. Ask the Gemara. Elo nitmo leman katoni. Well, the Mishnah does start nitmo shiareo. If the shirayim became tummy, who are those two words said for? We just said now that according to Rabbi Yeshua, he doesn't even agree that if nitmo shiareo, that it's psula. So it would seem that the Mishnah is telling us those words for Rabbi Eliezer. That if nitmo shiareo, according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's kosher, because he says that you don't need shirayim. He says even by a korbonus, you don't need bosor. The bosor is not ma'ak of the dam. The Gemara's got an issue with that. Elo nitmo, the part of the Mishnah speaking about nitmo, leman ktoni, who is it following? Le Rabbi Eliezer, pshita. According to Eliezer, we can take it for granted that if the shirayim are tome, that the korban is still kosher. Hashta yeshloima avud v'soruf delistnu. If even in when the shirayim are totally lost or burnt up, delistnu, they don't even exist anymore. Nonetheless, machshir Eliezer says it's kosher because I don't need the shirayim, like he says by big korbanos, by animal korbanos, that the bosor is not ma'ak of the dam, then in the case of nitmo, when the shirayim are here, just their tome, you can't eat them. The asya, they are existing, they're here, miboya, then of course you can bring the kaimitz on the mizbeach and it's going to be kosher. That would be taken for granted. So the Mishnah is certainly not saying nitmo shiareo for Rebbe Eliezer. Elo pshita, it must be Rebbe Yeshua, that it says those words for Rabbi Yeshua, uktoni psula, and Rabbi Yeshua said posel. So you see clearly here, that according to Rabbi Yeshua, that nitmo shiareo, that it's posel. So how can you say that according to Rabbi Yeshua, that the tzitz is meratze al achilois? If the tzitz is meratze on achilois, why is it posel? That's one question. Void, another question. Tanya, we learned in a braisa Rabbi Yeshua oimir, kol zvochim. This is again Rabbi Yeshua. Kol zvochim shebatoira, all the korbanos in the Torah, bein shenitmo bosor v'chelev kaim. If the bosor became tomei, but part of the chelev is still here, bein shenitmo chelev v'bosor kaim. Or if the chelev, which is the part that's going to go on the mizbeach, became tomei, but some of the bosor is still around, zayrika sadom. As long as you have a kazayis of either chelev or bosor, you can be Zayrik HaSadam, because he said, you need Bosor is Ma'ak of the Dam. What's called Bosor? Either a Kazayis of Chelev or a Kazayis of Bosor. Avol Nitmu Tarvayu, if also the Bosor and also the Chelev became Tomei, Loi. In that case, you're not allowed to sprinkle the blood. Why? Because you don't have any Bosor. Rabbi Shua said, you need Bosor and you need Dam. Alma, so what do we see from that braisa? Kosova Rabbi Shua says, Eina tzitz meratze ala oilin v'lo ala achilois. Because if the tzitz was meratze, then even if the bosor and the chelev is tomei, and if he holds that tzitz meratze ala oilin, then even when the chelev is tomei, the tzitz is meratze, and you'd still be able to sprinkle the blood, because it's considered you have bosor, because the tzitz is meratze for it. So it must be that according to Rabbi Yeshua, we don't say tzitz meratze al achilos, and we don't say tzitz meratze al oilin. And since the tzitz is not meratze on them, therefore it's considered that you haven't got the meat and you haven't got it. That's why Rabbi Yeshua said if both are tomei, you cannot sprinkle the blood. And that's why Rabbi Yeshua said that if the shirayim became tomei or lost, that you're not allowed to put the kaimitz on the mizbech. But then the big question comes back, what are you doing with our Mishnah? That these minchis in our Mishnah, or those that don't have, and if Rabbi Shua holds that the tzitz is not meratz on the oilin, on the emurim either, then the question comes back not only by the menachos, we're back to our original question, even by the big korbonis. If the tzitz is not meratz al achilois, not for the achila of the mizbeach, not the achila of the people, then you're again stuck with no bosor whatsoever. No bosor, according to Rabbi Shua, if there's no bosor, there's no dam. So how can the Mishnah say they're boim betumah? According to Rabbi Shua, we're back to our original question. Elo says the Gemara, lo'olam Rabbi Yeshua, he must nisin. We have a third suggestion of how our Mishnah can be Rabbi Yeshua. V'loi kashya, there's no contradiction between everything we've learned from Rabbi Yeshua and our Mishnah. Kan lekatchila, kan di'evet. Because the whole question was based on Rabbi Yeshua that said that the bosor is ma'akev the dam. Rabbi Yeshua learns from habosor v'adom, im ein bosor, ein dam. And the tzitz is not meratze, as we saw just now. It's not meratze on achilo, it's not meratze even on the oilin, on the emurim. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, if you haven't got basar, if you haven't got basar, you haven't got dam, how can you bring the korban? The answer is no. This that Rabbi Yeshua says, from v'habasar v'hadam, that the basar is ma'akiv the dam, it's only lekatchila. The lekatchila, if the meat is not going to be available, if there's no basar, then we're telling you, don't sprinkle the blood. That's only lekatchila. But that he needs both, dam and basar. Di'eved, but di'eved, if you sprinkled the blood, even though the basar is not available, loy. In that case, he didn't say that it's parcel, it's kosher. So our Mishnah that says you can bring them is talking about b'di'eved. If you brought them, then they're kosher. Asks the Gemara, says the Gemara, Minot Tamer Deshoni Leil Rabbi Yeshua Ben Lekatchila LeDi'eved. Where do we find that Rabbi Yeshua differentiated between Lekatchila and b'di'eved? From a Braisa, the Tani we learned in a Braisa, Nitma Basar, Oish and Nifsal, if the meat either became Tomei or it became Posel because a Tvul Yoim touched it, somebody who had been to the mikveh that day after being Tomei, but he had not yet waited till the end of the day, if he touches Kochim, it becomes Posel. Oish Yotza Chutz Lekloim, or it's taken out of the curtains around the circumference of the Beis HaMikdash or the Mishkan, then Rebbe Eliezer Oimer Yizorik. Rebbe Eliezer says, it's fine, we know Rebbe Eliezer holds this way, that the basar is not ma'ak of the dam. So the basar is, something's gone wrong with it, you can still sprinkle the blood. Rebbe Yeshua Eimer, Rebbe Yeshua says, lo yizrek, don't sprinkle it. However, Umayda Rebbe Yeshua agrees, Sheim Zorak, if you did sprinkle it, hurtza, then the korban has been accepted. So you see that Rabbi Shua says that there is a concept of don't sprinkle the blood. If you did, it was accepted. Therefore, when he said Abasav Adam, they mean Basar Ein Dam, that's Lekatchila. When it says in our Mishnah that these five things are Boim Betumah, even though they're not Nechel Betumah, it means if it was brought B'di'eved, then it's kosher. And the Gemara has two questions on this. Chodah, number one, asks the Gemara, De Psula D'Eved Mashma. And this takes us back to the Mishnah in Menachos that we saw before, that if the Menachos was either Nitmo Shiorea or Ovdu Shiorea, and the Shiraim, which is the rest of the korban that corresponds to the Basar, is not available anymore, then we saw there, the Korban Rebbe Yeshua, Psula, it's parcel. According to what you're suggesting now, that's only Lekatchila that you shouldn't sprinkle the blood, or in the case of Mincha, put the Kaimitz on the Mizbeach in the absence of Shiraim, in the absence of Basar, or the absence of the rest of the Mincha, the leftovers. But it's not, if you say it's not Ma'akav B'di'eved, how can you say Psula? Void. And also, in our Mishnah, how are you reconciling with our Mishnah? You're saying our Mishnah is talking about B'di'eved. Chamisha Dvorim Boim. The words of the Mishnah are that you can bring them even betuma. Lekatchila mashma is mashma, you can even bring them lekatchila. According to Rabbi Yeshua, how can you bring them lekatchila? We're back to our original question. Elo says the Gemara lo ikashya, this is the fourth and final explanation. It's not a question. Kan beyochid, kan betzibur. When we say that habosar v'adam, that Rabbi Yeshua says that basar is ma'akev, and if there's no basar, there's no dam. And in all the other cases where the Mishnah Menachos that it says if you haven't got shiraim, that it's pasul. In all those cases, there we're going to say it's talking about a korban yochid, the korban of a private person. There, if you haven't got the basar, then you're not allowed to sprinkle the blood. Kan b'tzibur. But since over here in this Mishnah we're talking about korban tzibur, and by korban tzibur, tumah is hutra b'tzibur, not dechuya. The whole Gemara started with an assumption that everybody agrees Tumah is Dechuya B'Tzibur. And if the Tzitz is not Meratzeh, then you've got Tumah. Because you need the Tzitz to be Meratzeh if it's only Dechuya B'Tzibur. But he says no, he says Tumah is Hutra B'Tzibur. If it's Hutra B'Tzibur, I don't need the Tzitz. So the Tzitz is not Meratzeh on Achilois. But I don't need the Tzitz to be Meratzeh on Achilois. The very fact that Tumah is Hutra B'Tzibur, because we're talking about a Tzibur Digger Korban, and a Korban that is very much has to be brought at this time, there is no Tumah. So it's as if everything is Toyer. So it's as if you have Basar and Dam, and there's no issue whatsoever. And all those places that we saw by Rabbi Yeshua, that it's Pasul, there it's talking about by a yochid. Continues the Gemara to ask, top of Ayin Ches Amud Aleph. So we've now just explained that the Mishnah could be like Rabbi Yeshua. But Neima Masnissin, could it be that the Mishnah that says that you can bring those five korbonis betumah, but you cannot eat them betumah, that is Deloika Rabbi Yossi, that Rabbi Yossi will not possibly be able to learn to be the author of our Mishnah? Why? D'tanya, we learned, and we mentioned this brisa previously already, Rabbi Eliezer Oimer Atzitz Meratze Al Achilois. Rabbi Eliezer says that the tzitz is meratze on achilois. That means the relative to the korban, we see that the achilois, it's as if you can eat it, as if it's not tome at all. Rabbi Yossi Oimer Eina Tzitz Meratze Al Achilois. Rabbi Yossi holds the tzitz is not meratze on achilois. That was the brisa we saw before. So the Gemara is saying, Kosolka Daitach. We're taking it for granted at this point in the Gemara that Midak Omar Rabbi Yossi Eina Tzitz Meratze Al Achilois, since Rabbi Yossi says the tzitz does not atone, does not, so to speak, meratze, doesn't help us for the achilois. It's not as if the achilois are toher. What can we deduce from there? That the achilois need the tzitz to be meratze. And if the tzitz is not meratze, then the fact that the achilois are tomei, that you cannot eat, you cannot eat from the korban, you cannot put the imurim on the mizbeach, because they are tomei, then there's going to be an issue with that. So we assume it's Rabbi Yeshua sfirulei. We assume that Rabbi Yossi holds like Rabbi Yeshua that we mentioned before, the Omar b'inon tarti. Rabbi Yeshua said that Bosor is ma'akev the dam. If you haven't got Bosor, then you cannot bring the korban. So Rabbi Yossi probably holds that the Bosor is ma'akev the dam, like Rabbi Yeshua. And since the Bosor is ma'akev the dam, we have a problem. That Rabbi Yossi says that the tzitz is not meratze for the Bosor, for the achilois, which is the Bosor. Then it's only because he needs the Bosor that Rabbi Yossi has to say that the tzitz doesn't help you for the Bosor. And then the question comes back, if the tzitz doesn't help you for the Bosor, then in our Mishnah, how can you bring the korban if you cannot eat from the Bosor? And Tosis already asks, why don't you just answer the same as we answered with Rabbi Yeshua? And the Gemara is actually going to come to that a little bit later. But at this point, the Gemara is asking it this way. Neima Hashta Masnissin Deloik Rabbi Yossi. So if Rabbi Yossi, who says that Eina Tzitz Meratze on Achilois, and we assume therefore that he holds that you need the Bosor, you need the Achilois, Achilois Mizbeach, Achilas Odom, you need the Bosor, and you haven't got the Bosor in our Mishnah, how can you bring the Korban? Says the Gemara, and the Gemara is going to have two suggestions. This is the first one. Loi, it doesn't have to be that way. It could be Rabbi Yossi, Kirbeleza Sfirule, it could be that Rabbi Yossi, who holds Eina Tzitz Meratzo Lachilois, actually holds that Kirbeleza that says that the Bosor is never a ma'akev the dam. I don't need the Bosor for the dam, even if there's no Bosor, and the Tzitz doesn't need to be Meratzo for the Bosor, it doesn't matter, I can still sprinkle the blood, I can still put the Kaimitz on the Mizbeach. And therefore, in our Mishnah, it can be, even according to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Eliezer Sfirei, De Omar Dam Afal Pishe in Bosor. Rabbi Eliezer holds that you can sprinkle the blood even if there's no Bosor. Asks the Gemara, I don't understand. If you don't need the Bosor, and even without the Bosor, you can sprinkle the blood, then what does it mean? Eina Tzitz Meratze Al Achilois. Who cares if the Tzitz is Meratze Al Achilois? I don't need the Achilois. Asks the Gemara, Yachel, Mai Hilchas Eina Tzitz Meratze Al Achilois. What ramifications are there that the Tzitz is not Meratze on the Achilois? And now the Gemara is asking an interesting question back. Uletameich, let me ask back to you. Rabbi Eliezer de Omar hatzitz meratze. Let's remember, we have twice Rabbi Eliezer here. We have Rabbi Eliezer who says the tzitz is meratze on achilois, as we saw before. That everybody says the tzitz is not meratze on achilois, besides for Rabbi Eliezer. So he holds the tzitz is meratze. But the same Rabbi Eliezer who says the tzitz is meratze, he clearly says that the Bosor is not ma'akev the dam. It's been Rabbi Eliezer all along that who argues the Rabbi Yeshua and says that the Bosor is not ma'akev the dam. Rulatameich, Rabbi Eliezer do omar atzitz meratze, kiven do omar dam afal picha ein Bosor. Since Rabbi Eliezer is the same Rabbi Eliezer who holds that you can sprinkle the blood even if there's no Bosor, hatzitz meratze al achilis lemai hilchasa. Then what do I need? Rabbi Eliezer says the tzitz is meratze. What's it good for? What do I need it for? Everybody agrees you cannot actually eat the korban. Tzitz meratze al achilois doesn't actually say that you can eat the korban. Everyone agrees with that. So what does it help for? Just that the korban can assume as if the bosor is tohir, and you can do the rest of the avodas. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, I don't need the tzitz mimaratza because I don't even need the bosor. It's not ma'ake of the dam. L'may hilchas, so what ramifications are there that tzitz is maratza? Elo says the Gemara, and the Gemara is going to tell us now a couple of halachas which, if we view the korban to be a kosher, so to speak, a tohir, that the tzitz is meratze for it, then it affects other halachas. It doesn't affect whether you can do the zrikas adam or whether you can do the kmitza. It doesn't affect whether the korban is kosher or not. Rabbi Eliezer says the korban is kosher and the bosor is not ma'akev the dam. But nonetheless, the fact that, or the discussion whether the tzitz is meratze or not meratze has ramifications on other halachas. What are they? Elo lemikve'ei bepigul. There's a special halacha by pigul. And what is pigul? Pigul is if a korban is brought and at some point along the way the avoda was done with the intentions of eating it at the wrong time, or machsheves pigul. But there's a very interesting halacha, and that is that the only time, what happens with pigul, the korban is called posel, it's pigul, and if you eat the pigul, it's chayev koros. But there's one condition. If he has a machsheves pigul at any point, the korban is definitely posel. But when will he be chayev koros if he eats it? That's on condition that the only psul when you're sprinkling the blood is the machsheves pigul. If there's any other psul, if anything else is wrong here, if there's anything else wrong with the korban, then even though it will be osur to eat the meat, it will not have the koros punishment. So the Gemara says, if you say the tzitz is meratze, then it's for all intents and purposes, we view the rest of the korban as being a completely tohir and kosher korban with no problem to it, because the tzitz is meratze. You can't eat it. But we look at it as if it's a korban with no problems. And therefore, mikveh lepigul. And therefore, when you sprinkle the blood and you've now come to the sprinkling of the blood as a pigul korban with no other issue, if you eat it, it's going to be chayev koros. However, if you say that the ein atzitz meratze ala achilois, according to what we said before, kontribuisi, the tzitz is not meratze, then this korban, this bosor, besides for it being having a machsheves pigul in the event that there was a machsheves pigul, it's also there's a problem with the korban. It's tomei, it can't be eaten. So then he won't get koros if he eats. If he eats it, he won't get koros. That's one halacha. There's another halacha that says that a korban belongs to the hekdesh, belongs to Hashem. You're not allowed to have any benefit from it. Only after you've sprinkled the blood, then we say, now you've finished your avoda, now the kohanim are allowed to eat, or now you're allowed to eat whatever's allowed to be eaten. And there's no more me'ila. But that's only when you've done the zrikas adam in an absolute fashion that now we have a matir. And then there's no more me'ila. But if you're going to say that eina tzitz meratze, if the tzitz is not meratze, then the animal is tomei. If the animal is tomei, it never became mutar to the kohanim. And therefore, it's still going to be me'ila. But if you say a tzitz meratze, then as far as the korban is concerned, the meat is completely kosher. It was mutar, not allowed to eat it, but it's as if it's mutar. And therefore, there won't be any me'ila. So kamifligi, that's going to be the machloikus, whether tzitz meratze, not tzitz meratze, and nothing to do with the discussions before. Rabbi Eliezer Sova, Rabbi Eliezer holds, meratze tzitz ilave, the tzitz is meratze. Umash v'lei ketoir, and the tzitz, so to speak, views the korban as if it's toir. V'kov alei bepigul, and therefore, if the only other issue is machsheves chutz lizmanoi, it will be pigul, and there'll be chorus. Umapik lei midei me'ila, and the zrikas adam will mark the end of the me'ila. From this point on, there's no more issa me'ila. Rabbi Yossi says no. He says, loy meratze tzitz alavei. The tzitz is not meratze al achilois. V'loy mash v'lei ketoir, and it does not view the korban as if it's toir. V'loy kov alei bepigul, and then this korban, when you have a machsheves chutz lizmanoi, which is pigul, since it's not the only problem, it's also got tumma. Therefore, there won't be koros for pigul. V'loy mapik lei midei me'ila, and then since the korban is not considered toir, that at no point do we consider the korban as having left the, so to speak, the me'ila issa, and there's still me'ila. So continues the Gemara. Maski Florim of Mary. If Mary asked the following question, how did we just now want to explain? We wanted to say the Mishnah could be Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi holds like Rabbi Eliezer, who says that the Bosor is not ma'akev the dam, We couldn't say that before in Rabbi Yeshua, because Rabbi Yeshua clearly says Basar is Ma'akev the dam. But Rabbi Yossi can hold like Rabbi Eliezer that the Basar is not Ma'akev. And then the Mishnah says, Boin Betuma, even though the Basar is Tomei, and you're not allowed to eat the Basar, but it's not Ma'akev. But Rav Meri is asking the following question. Nehid the Sova Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, who holds that Einatzitz Meratzeh, he holds Sova Krebeliezer, he holds like Krebeliezer, that the Basar is not Ma'akiv the dam. That's all very good. Bishleim Zvachim Ikadam. In the case of the Zvachim, according to Krebeliezer, the Basar is not Ma'akiv the dam. So you can be Zayrik the dam, put the dam on the Mizbeach, and the Korban is, so to speak, you've accomplished what you needed to accomplish. That's all very good by regular Korbanus, where you have the blood. Oimer Nami. In the case of the Korban Oimer, I have something that corresponds to the blood, Ika Koimetz. The hand, the fistful of the Korban Oimer that gets put on the Mizbeach, that's the dam. The dam makes it into a kosher Korban. I don't need the Basar, I don't need the Shiraim, according to Rabbi Eliezer, and what we said before, according to Rabbi Yossi too. Lechem Aponim. In the case of the Lechem Aponim, Nami Ika Bezichin. The Avoida is done with the Bezichin, with the spoonfuls of Levoina. It's put onto the Mizbeach. And that's instead of the Zrikas Adam, and the Korban, and it's called, you've accomplished what you've had to accomplish. It could actually, the Bezichin is not instead of the Dam, it's similar to Emurim, it's called Oilim. There's some complications here in the Lashonis of Rashi, which the Achrenim speak about, but let's keep it simple. With the Lechem Aponim, there's something, so to speak, that will make this Korban kosher, even though you can't eat the Shiraim, you can't eat the rest of the Korban because it's tummy, but there's an Avoida which accomplishes what the Korban has to accomplish, and that's what the Mishnah says, Boin Betuma. Elo Shtei Alechem, in the case of the Shtei Alechem, the two breads that are brought on Shvuos, Ma'ika Lameima, there's no part of the Korban of the Shtei Alechem that actually, there's no Avoida there. What are you doing with the Shtei Alechem? The only thing you do with Shtei Alechem is actually that it gets eaten. The two breads get eaten in the Beis HaMikdash. And if you say, if Rabbi Yossi holds, and Rabbi Yossi does hold, Ein Atzitz Meratzeh Al HaAchilos, then you haven't accomplished. What does it mean that the Shtei Alechem are Boin Betuma? What are you accomplishing? All you can ever do with it is eat them. You're not allowed to eat them. Ein Atzitz Meratzeh Al HaAchilos. The Chi Tema says the Gemara, are you going to suggest that indeed in an event that the Shtei Alechem are brought without Korbanos, then you're right, it's not Boim Betuma. That you then, even though it's called Boim, and Tosfos already says that what does it mean that the Shtei Alechem is Boim? It means that you do the Tnufa, there's a certain, you do something, you do the lifting up of the Shtei Alechem, but there's no Avoida there. The only Avoida, which is either Zrikas Adam, or the Koimetz, or the Levoina, or something. Over here, you're doing the Tenufa, you're lifting it up as if you're accomplishing something, but you haven't done any Avoida with it. And the only Avoida would be if the Tzitz is Meratzeh Al HaAchilos, even if you can't eat it, it's as if it's going to be edible, then you've done a Tenufa, and the Tzitz is, so to speak, it's Meratzeh as if it's edible. But in the case of, so that's, but the Shtei Alechem, if Einatzitz Meratzeh Al HaAchilos, what have you got? So the Gemara says, are you going to suggest that indeed the type of Shtei Alechem, in the event that they're not brought with the Korbanos, then there's nothing which is making this Tenufa be an Avoida, and therefore, indeed, it's not Boin Betuma. And when the Mishnah says Boin Betuma, it's talking about a type of Shtei Alechem, a circumstance where, which is the way it should be done, where it's brought together with the Korbanos. And then we say that it's the Korbanos that allow us to eat the Shtei Alechem, because sometimes it was brought with a Korban, sometimes without. And then the Zrikas Hadam of the Korbanos that come with the Shtei Alechem, which we know the Tzitz is Meratzeh on the Zrikas Hadam, because even if Eina Tzitz Meratzeh Al HaAchilos, it's definitely Meratzeh on the Zrikas Adam. So then the Zrikas Adam, the sprinkling of the blood of the Korbanos, that is the bringing of the Shtei Alechem. If so, says the Gemara, Hainu Shalmei Tzibur. We saw before, the Mishnah already said explicitly that one of the five is Shtei Alechem, and one of the five is the Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur, which we said is the Korbanos that are brought with the Shtei Alechem on Shvuos. So Hainu Shalmei Tzibur. V'imkein Havalu Arba. So you only have four, you don't have five, because it's the Shalmei Tzibur which you're bringing together with the Shtei Alechem, it's not two. And the only way that it can be two, that means to have five altogether, Vanan Chamishotnan, the Mishnah says five, the only way you have five is if Shtei Alechem can be brought on its own, and the shtelechem with the korban are independent. So when the shtelechem are brought with the korban, what you're bringing is the korban. That's called the shalmei tzibur. And when it's brought on its own, then if it's brought on its own, then it must be the tzitzis meratzeh on the achilos. That can't go with the b'yosi. B'yosi says ein tzitz meratzeh al achilos. Elo says the Gemara, Kosovar Abyosi Tuma Hutra Batzibur. Our Mishnah is talking about Batzibur, and this is the same as our conclusion was with Rabbi Shua before. The Mishnah is talking about Batzibur, and therefore I don't need the tzitz to be Meratze on Achilos. Because the fact that it's a tzibur, which was Doicha, the Tuma, it wasn't just a regular case, a regular korban where Tuma got involved, and the tzitz is Meratze for whatever tzitz can be Meratze according to the framework of halacha of that particular korban. But here we're talking about it's tumah is hutra but tzibur. It's hutra, not duchuya. So everything is, it's as if there's no tumah here bechlal. And I don't need the tzitz to be meratzeh. So if I've got the shtei alechem, even without a korban, I've got shtei alechem, then it's hutra but tzibur. It's as if it's toyer. You're not allowed to eat it. But it's as if it's toyer, and doing the tnufa means I'm bringing it, and as if it's a korban that's going to be edible. Ask the Gemara, v'otanya. Did we not learn in a braisa, echod zeh, irrespective of whether we're talking about, or also a kohen, when he's involved, he's about to burn the pora aduma, and he's in preparation of himself to become toher, to be able to deal with the ashes of the pora aduma, ve'echod zeh, and so too a kohen gadol, in preparation for Yom Kippur, the week before Yom Kippur, mazin olav kol shiva, they would sprinkle on him each day of the 7 days, b'chumrah. He's obviously, we don't know that he's tomei meis, but just as a precaution, and why we made this precaution is discussed in other places in Shas, in Yuma, that just as a precaution, they would sprinkle every single day, because we know that you have to sprinkle on the third day and the seventh day from when he became tomei. Any day could be a sofik. In the event that he became tomei, it could be the third or seventh day. They would sprinkle every day of 7 days. Mikol chatois shoyusham, from all the pora adumos that were made from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu up until that point, they would sprinkle on the kohen that was preparing the next pora aduma, and the kohen gadol preparing for Yom Kippur, they would sprinkle every single day. Did Reb Meir? That's the opinion of Reb Meir. Reb Yosi Omer, what does Reb Yosi say here? Ein mazin olav elo shlishi ushvii bilvad. You don't need to do it every single day, only on day 3 and on day 7. Says the Gemara, let's focus on Rabbi Yosi. If you say that Rabbi Yosi holds that Tumah, when it comes to a Tzibur, is completely Hutra, it's as if it's Tahir, at least regarding Yom Kippur, we already saw before that Avodas of Yom Kippur were Tzibur. It was all to do with the Tzibur. So even if he was Tomei, the Tzitz would be Meratzeh for it. Not the Tzitz, sorry, not the Tzitz will be Meratzeh. There will be a Hutra, but Tzibur, I don't need the Tzitz to be Meratzeh. So why do I need Hazor? Why does Rabbi Yosi say you do Hazor on Shlishi and Shvi? Elo says the Gemara mechaverta, the most comfortable way of explaining the Gemara is Masnisin deloik Rabbi Yosi. Indeed, a Mishnah cannot be Rabbi Yosi, because Rabbi Yosi says Eina tzitz meratze l'achilos, and we also see he doesn't hold Tumah Hutra b'tzibur. We have no choice other to say that the Mishnah cannot follow Rabbi Yosi. Continues the Gemara, Omalei Rav Papa l'Abaya. Rav Papa now asked Abaya, Rabbi Yosi. Let's come back to Rabbi Yosi. We saw that Rabbi Yosi saw and said before in a braisa at the end of Daf Ein Zayin Amud Beis that Rabbi Yosi was responding to Rabbi Yeshua's opinion that the Bosor is Ma'akev. If you haven't got Bosor, there's no dam. And Rabbi Eliezer, who says that the Bosor is not Ma'akev, the dam. And then we had this cryptic phrase statement of Rabbi Yosi that Rabbi Yosi said that he holds, it seems that he says, Royani, I see, that means it seems to be that he holds also of Rebbe Eliezer, also of Rebbe Yeshua, also by Zvachim, also by Menachis. That, and as we saw before, let's see inside, that Rav Papa asked Abaya, Rebbe Yosi, Shtora Mezake LeBeitrei, and this is just a moshel, and you have two people coming to Beis Din, arguing with each other, does this document belong to Reuven, does it belong to Shimon? Who's the one who's got the, who is able to claim using this shtar, this document, and the Dayanim say it belongs to both of you? There's no such thing. It cannot belong to both of you. It either belongs to the borrower or to the lender, or whatever the case would be. So shtara mezake lebeitrei, how can you hold something both ways round? It's opposite. Lebei Trehu. The Tanya we learnt in the Braisa. And now we're quoting that Braisa we saw before. Omer Rabbi Yosi, Roya Ani as Divrei Rabbi Eliezer Bezvachim. I see the point of Rabbi Eliezer, who says that Bosor is not Ma'aka of the Dam, Bezvachim by regular animal korbonus. V'divrei Rabbi Yeshua Bezvachim. And I also see Rabbi Yeshua's opinion that the Bosor is Ma'aka of the Dam by the animal korbonus. V'divrei Rabbi Eliezer. And I see Rabbi Eliezer's point, but Menochis, that by Menochis, if there's no Shiraim which correspond to the Bosor, you cannot put the Koimetz on the Mizbeach that corresponds to the Dam. V'divrei Rabbi Yeshua. I mean, Rabbi Eliezer says you can, sorry, even if there's no Shiraim, you can put the Koimetz on the Mizbeach. V'divrei Rabbi Yeshua, and I also see Rabbi Yeshua that it is Ma'akev. And if you haven't got Shiraim, then you cannot put the Koimetz on the Mizbeach, but Menochis. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer bezvachim shaya oimer dam afal pisha ein basar. V'divrei Rabbi Yeshua bezvachim shaya oimer ein dam ein basar, ein basar ein dam. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer b'Menochis shaya oimer koimetz afal pisha ein shom shiraim. V'divrei Rabbi Yeshua b'Menochis shaya oimer im ein shira im ein shom shiraim im ein koimetz ein shiraim. Which we don't need to go explain all that. We just explained it. How can you hold of both? It's like holding a document and saying it belongs to two people. You can't rule also like Rabbi Eliezer, also like Rabbi Yeshua. Either the Bosor is ma'akev the dam, or it's not. Either the shiraim is ma'akev the koimetz, or it's not. The Gemara is going to have a number of possible solutions. The first one is Omar Le, that Abaya answered to Rav Papa, Mistabruk Omar. When Rabbi Yosi says Roya Ani, he didn't actually say I rule like both. No. What he said was that it's logical. What does that mean? That Ki Koi Bezvachim, when he was learning the part of the sugis of Zvachim, then and he learned that in Zvachim there's a machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. That Rabbi Eliezer says that the Bosor is not ma'akev the dam, and Rabbi Yeshua says the Bosor is ma'akev the dam. Then Rabbi Yosi said, "Mistabra, it's logical. Omar mistabra ki heicha de pligi bezvachim. Not that I hold like both. I hold that both of them, in the same way as they're arguing by Zvachim, they're arguing by Menochis. Pligi nami b'Menochis. That if you say that the Bosor is Ma'akev the Dam, then the Shiraim is Ma'akev the Koimetz. If you say the Bosor is not Ma'akev the Dam, then the Shiraim is not Ma'akev the Koimetz. Koi b'Menochis. And when he was learning Menochis, and he heard that there was a Machlekes, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, whether the Shiraim is Ma'akev the Koimetz, Omar then Rabbi Yosi said that Mistabra, it's logical, ki heicha de pligi b'Menochis, in the same way as they argue by Menochis, pligi nami b'Zvachim, they probably both or similarly argue in the case of the korbonis, of the with the Bosor and the Dam. But Rabbi Yosi actually wasn't talking about his own opinion. That's not what Roya Ani means in this context. So that was the answer that Abaya answered Rav Papa. Omar Le, Rav Papa had a problem with this answer. Ho tinuch, I can understand what you're saying, that ki koi bezvachim, that when they were learning zvachim, and there was a machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, then Omar, he said, mistabra, that it's logical, ki echad pligi bezvachim, pligi nami b'menochas, they're probably arguing likewise, also by Menochis. Why does that make sense? De ikka kroi, because the very psukim that Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua are arguing about, which we saw before, from Habosor v'Adam, v'Dam Zvachecho Yishofich, v'Habosor Toichal. Those psukim, where are they? They're talking about korbonis. We even said, it's talking about dam, bosor. They're not talking about menochis. We even said that according to Rabbi Yeshua, part of the pasuk is talking about oilo, part of the pasuk is talking about shlomim, but we're talking about zvachim, not menochis. De'ika kroi, the main psukim that the two of them were arguing about, ki ksivi bezvachim ksivi, the psukim talking about zvachim. So it would make sense. They're arguing how to learn pshat in the pasuk, that Rabbi Yeshua says from the words abosar v'adom, that the bosar is ma'akev, and Rabbi Eliezer says that from the words v'dam zvachecho yishofich, that the bosar is not ma'akev. It makes sense to say they're also arguing by Menochis. Eloki koi b'Menochis, but to say that when he heard the machlokes by Menochis, v'omar Rabbi Yosi then said, "Mistabra ki heicha de pligi b'Menochis, pligi nami b'Zvachim," it's probable that the same way as they're arguing by Menochis, they're arguing by Zvachim, v'oika kroi b'Zvachim udeksivi, it doesn't make sense. Because the whole argument by Zvachim is only consequent to their arguing by Zvachim, because they're arguing pshat in the pasuk by Zvachim. Elo, we have to explain Rabbi Yosi differently. We're back to our question. It seems Rabbi Yosi paskens also like Rabbi Eliezer, also like Rabbi Yeshua, both by Zvachim and Menochis, and that seems not to make sense. Says the Gemara, Loi Kashya, it's not a question. Roya Ani es Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, that when he says, it's probable, I, Rabbi Yossi, paskin like Rabbi Eliezer, that Rabbi Eliezer holds that the Bosor is not Ma'akev. When is that? That's only by Nitmo. In the case that what went wrong with the Bosor was that it became Tomei, then we say it's not Ma'akev the Dam. V'div Rabbi Yeshua ba'ovud v'sorof. But in a case where what happened to the Bosor is that it got lost, it got burnt, not that it got Tomei, in that case, there Rabbi Yossi says, there I follow Rabbi Yeshua. That Rabbi Yeshua says that in that case, the Bosor is Ma'akev the Dam. But Nitmo asks the Gemara, why would that be true? But Nitmo, why would it be true that in the case when the Bosor is Tomei, that I would hold like Rebbe Eliezer, that it's not Ma'akev the Dam, Ma'itam, Mishum de Meratze Tzitz, because you assume that the Tzitz is Meratze, and we know the Tzitz is Meratze only for Tuma. So you'll say that the Tzitz is Meratze. And therefore, Rabbi Yossi says, I rule like Rebbe Eliezer by Tuma, but if it got lost, there's no Tzitz to be Meratze. If the Tzitz is not Meratze, then the Bosor is going to be Ma'akev, then the fact there's no Bosor is Ma'akev the Dam. Says the Gemara, that can't be. Hashamas leil Rabbi Yossi d'oma eina tzitz meratze alachilos. We've been learning a whole daf telling us that Rabbi Yossi holds eina tzitz meratze alachilos, that the tzitz is not meratze bichlal on the Bosor. If the tzitz is not meratze on the Bosor, what's the difference between where they got lost or where they became Tomei? Why should he paskin like Rabbi Eliezer by Tuma and like Rabbi Yeshua by Ovad, but if it got lost or burnt? Elo says the Gemara, a third possible explanation in Rabbi Yossi. Lo ikashio, roya anias divi Rabbi Eliezer. When do I rule like Rabbi Eliezer that Bosor is not Ma'akev the Dam? That's Batzibur. When it's a Tzibur, Batzibur, you say Tomahutra Batzibur. And there, roya, and therefore, it's not Ma'akev, because it's as if it's not Tomei. Roya anias divi Rabbi Yeshua. When do I paskin like Rabbi Yeshua that the Bosor is Ma'akev the Dam? B'yochid. That's talking about a yochid. You don't say tuma hutra. By yochid, I need the tzitz. If the tzitz is not meratze, therefore it's ma'akiv. Asks the Gemara, but tzibur maitam. Why would he say that by tzibur he holds like Rabbi Eliezer that the tzitz is that the bosor is not ma'akiv the dam? Mishum the tuma hutra but tzibur. We have a few issues with that. Chodo de shomos le Rabbi Yossi de omar tuma de chuyohi but tzibur. We saw earlier on that it must be. A few lines earlier we saw Rabbi Yossi must hold from the fact that he says that they would be mazeh, they would sprinkle on the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur on day 3 and day 7. The Gemara deduced from there that Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold that Toma Hutra B'Tzibur, he said Toma is Dechuya B'Tzibur, and I still need the Tzitz to be Meratze. And according to Rabbi Yossi, the Tzitz is not Meratze. And therefore, the Bosor should be Ma'akev the Dam, even B'Tzibur. V'oid, the second question, I B'Tzibur, Rabbi Eliezer Machshir v'loy Rabbi Yeshua. If you're talking, saying that when do I rule, I hold like Rabbi Eliezer, Roya Anias Divi Rabbi Eliezer, is talking about when it's a Tzibur, well, does Rabbi Yeshua argue with that? If it's talking about B'Tzibur, then say that when it's B'Tzibur, everybody says Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. We saw before that Rabbi Yeshua holds, or possibly holds, that Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. We said that if it's the case of a tzibur that is tomei, it's tumah hutra b'tzibur even according to Rabbi Yeshua. Elo says the Gemara, the fourth and final explanation for Rabbi Yossi. Roya ani divi Rabbi Eliezer b'di'eved v'divi Rabbi Yeshua lekatchila. Rabbi Yossi holds that lekatchila, we're not talking about b'tzibur at all. We're talking about yochid, and he says that. Indicate that if it's lekatchila, I'll hold like Rabbi Yeshua, don't sprinkle the blood. If they haven't got the bosor, it's ma'akev. But the eved, if you sprinkled the blood, even though there was no bosor, but the eved, then I'll hold like Rabbi Eliezer, and the korban will be kosher. Says the Gemara, the eved afil Rabbi Yeshua nami moidahu. I don't understand. If you're saying that when do you rule like Rebbe Eliezer, Roya Anias Rebbe Eliezer, when it's B'di'eved, but does Rebbe Yeshua argue with that? Did we not see a brisa before? Hadik Toni Moid Rebbe Yeshua Dim Zorak Hurutza. We saw earlier on in a brisa explicitly that Rebbe Yeshua held that Lo Yizroik V'im Zorak then Hurutza. So even Rebbe Yeshua agrees. So what's the Roya Div Rebbe Eliezer? Whenever it's Roya Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Yeshua agrees with that. Answers the Gemara, that's not a question. Ha b'tuma, ha b'ovud v'sorof. It's true that Rabbi Yeshua says that by tuma, Lekatchila, you shouldn't be zerik the dam if the bosor is tomei. If you were zerik the dam, but the eved, it's going to be nizrak hurutza. However, Rabbi Yeshua says that's only by tuma. But if it was ovad or soraf, if it got lost or burnt, then Rabbi Yeshua says no. Lo yizroik, and it's ma'akav. And if you do it, it's not going to be kosher. And there Rabbi Yossi says no. Rabbi Yossi says that in the case that roya nias, Rabbi Eliezer, in the case of Badi Eved, I follow Rabbi Eliezer, the boss is not ma'akev, the dam, even if it's ovad v'sorof. Ki katoni moide Rabbi Yeshua Hashem zora kurutza, that's only benitmo. Aval ba'ovad v'sorof loy, Rabbi Yeshua will say by ovad v'sorof, that it's ma'akev and b'di'evet it's not hurutza. Ki k'omer Rabbi Yossi, what did Rabbi Yossi say? Roya enias did Rabbi Eliezer that b'di'evet b'ovud v'sorof. Rabbi Yossi says that b'di'evet I follow Rabbi Eliezer that even b'ovud v'sorof then im zorak hurutza. And in Yirtzeh Hashem in the next shir we're going to continue from here.